Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Good Sunday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3 hour solar flare fiesta. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Detroit to Dallas, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
Hey, listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And as always, we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times. Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7, rocketmortgage.com. They're home to yours. The team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Damon Amendolara here over the next 3 hours. We appreciate you spending some time with us on a Sunday amidst the turmoil, the fury, the rioting, the civil unrest across the country. It feels a little odd to be talking about sports in depth and really getting into the granular level of sports, but that is our job. That's what we're here to do, and objectively, that's why you're here as well. So we will do so over the course of today's show. We'll talk to David Lennon, columnist, New York Newsday, about MLB's battle and about the players and the owners and if we'll have baseball and if this week there will be a breakthrough. David Lennon's great at this. He's going to join us coming up here in about an hour from now. Great at this, meaning explaining in layman's terms pretty confusing labor disagreement. So we'll talk to David coming up here 1 hour from now. Also, we'll discuss tonight, if you are a sports documentary fan, including The Last Dance with Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. There might be one right up your alley tonight as NBA TV takes a basketball team that battled Michael and the Bulls in an NBA Finals and puts them under the spotlight with a sports documentary 1 hour deep dive. We'll discuss that coming up here as part of the sports documentary wars happening as we speak. We'll do that coming up next hour as well. We've got the switching hour, things in sports we like to switch, as well as your best audio of the day. So all of that is coming up over the next 3 hours here on the show. Now, the phone number is always open for you guys, and it's an odd time, obviously, to be really discussing sports, but I want that to be an open door here, as my show always is. So, you got thoughts on anything? We'll do it, sports or otherwise. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, or on Twitter, you can follow me and tweet at me, DA on CBS. So I thought about, as we all watch these combustible, volatile images across our TV screens and phone screens and scrolled through our timelines and saw the destruction and the rage and the anger, and also peaceful demonstrations and peaceful protests. But clearly America right now is in the middle of a convulsion, an emotional convulsion. And I thought about something that we talk a lot about in sports, hope. You know, as sports fans, that's what we're looking for right now in the middle of this health crisis. Everything's been shut down. Sports has been shut down. And so we as sports fans and as America have turned to the leagues, the games, as our salvation. That's our hope. And NASCAR has come back. The NBA appears poised to come back sometime, perhaps July, late July. The NHL has unveiled its plan for the postseason. Should it come back, that feels like it's pretty inevitable as well. Baseball's at war, but the owners seemingly have a plan in place to try to come back. We'll see if it gets ratified or what has to be changed about it. We assume football will be played this year, and these are hopeful things for us looking forward to a diversion, our favorite team, our favorite sports, to provide some type of escape from the trauma, the reality, the death, the bad news has been something so many people have longed for months now. Hope is a really important thing. If somebody said today, you know what? No sports. Not coming back. Whew. A lot of our psyches would drop through the floor. A lot of our mental wellness would evaporate. Sports aren't coming back. Not coming back until the end of the year. January 2021, we'll see you then. Whew. That'd be tough. A lot of people without that hope would be relatively directionless. So I bring this up from a sports standpoint because as we watch all these pictures of people that are really angry right now, I think about hope because it feels to me like those people have none, and that's why this is happening. And I was on a run earlier today. This morning got up, beautiful day here in the New York area, went out for a run. Went down this quiet cul-de-sac, and on this quiet cul-de-sac was this beautiful colonial home, beautiful neighborhood, and had that bunting that you see on opening day of baseball across its porch. And in its yard, there was a sign they had put up, America the Beautiful. And there were a little American pinwheel next to it in the breeze spinning. And I thought about how ironic that is right now, set against the backdrop of all of this violence and distrust and civil unrest and this division within this country, this dramatic division of two sides, everything politicized, everything polarized. America the Beautiful. And it struck me that, you know, that home is living a version of that America the Beautiful. There's this beautiful home, beautiful street, beautiful neighborhood, beautiful lawn, perfectly manicured. For them, yeah, America, beautiful. That looked good to me. I said, boy, I'd like to grow up there. I'd like to live there. It's pretty nice. And I think what we see from the people that are angry right now is the reality in their lives that they don't feel any hope. There is no American dream. They'll never dream about living in that home with a perfectly manicured lawn on a beautiful, safe street, in a beautiful colonial home. They'll never achieve that. In their mind, that's not a realistic opportunity for them. Not a lot of hope there. And when they see one of their own killed senselessly, another one, over the years, that starts adding up. Centuries of these types of things add up. And you start feeling as though there will never be any hope. Hope is dashed. It is done. It is over. There is no hope. And America the Beautiful is just a concept, not one for me. So I thought a lot today about how we open up this show because it's a pretty combustible time. It's a pretty divided time. And I think the most important thing we can do, if you are so inclined to care, not everybody cares, but if you are so inclined to care, it is to think about what it would be like to have absolutely no hope. That for decades or centuries or generations, family upon family upon family upon family, you grow up in a situation where there really isn't a bright future, there really isn't a hope, and the same things happen to you or your family or the people that look like you, and that there's no real American dream here, you would be hopeless. And it would lead you to carnage. It would lead you to demonstration. It would lead you to destruction. It would lead you to anger. It would lead you to dissatisfaction. That's what we're seeing here a lot of. And I applaud those in sports that have tried to bridge that gap of this is what our experience is like. If you don't understand our experience, this is what it is like. And there has been a number of those athletes to do that. Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics drove 15 hours from Boston all the way down to Atlanta, where he is from, to partake in a peaceful demonstration and say, this was my reality, this is my reality, and I need to be part of this. There's a message there, and I applaud that, and I appreciate that. But I also understand that when people are pushed to the brink of hopelessness, they are pushed to the brink of destruction, anger, unrest, volatility, violence. Hopelessness is a dangerous thing in sports. Imagine if somebody said to you, you know what? I know we were working on getting sports here back, but not going to happen. Just never. Not in your lives. Not going to happen. I know that we say we're going to get sports back, but it's not going to happen. What would that do? And that's only sports. That is not your life. That is not your existence. That's just sports. It would break a lot of people. This is what we deal with today. And so those in sports, those athletes specifically that have reached out and said, this is my experience too. I want to be part of this and share in this and to share in the collective, I applaud. It is our cold open.
Being a celebrity, being an NBA player don't exclude me from no conversation at all. First and foremost, I'm a black man. And I'm a member of this community, and I grew up on this soil, so I want to say that first and foremost, but it's a peaceful protest. We walking, and that's it.
I got brothers, I got sisters, I got friends that are in the streets, that are out here, that haven't made it to this level, that are experiencing it, that are getting pulled over, just discrimination, day after day, dealing with the same, and this is systematic.
In a span of just 24 hours, I walked from a Harvard virtual graduation stage to the back of a police van. Both of which I am equally proud of. I, with so many others, met in downtown Columbus, Ohio to peacefully protest the murder of George Floyd and a long list of others who are failed by this country, to fight for justice at the face of inequity, and to express our pain.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That was Jaylen Brown, Malcolm Brogdon, and Seth Towns, all athletes, all players, expressing their experience. If you care, listen. If you care, listen to people that are unlike you. Listen to why people are acting the way that they are. Care enough to listen, because I know that there's a lot of judgment that is out there. If somebody is different, this is what we've been told by our political leaders. If you are different, you are not me. I don't care about you. And this is how we become a polarized, divided country. If you care, listen. If this matters to you, listen, and do not just judge away, dismiss away. It's not my problem. It's not my fight. That's not my America. If you care, listen. And if you care, remember that we are all part of the collective. We are all in this together. And if you believe in America the Beautiful, it's not just your America. It's our America. I think a lot of people have divided their piece of America off and said, don't bother me. Everybody that's not like me, I don't care.
You deal with all that stuff to you.
And that's what this is showing, is that you can't really ignore this. You've got to be part of the solution, because without the solution, we just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. I appreciate you allowing me to take 15 minutes off the top of the show to discuss things on another side of sports. We will do a lot of sports here over the next 2 hours and 45 minutes, because I know that's why you are here. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS is my handle. Again, that's DA on CBS. Damon Amendolara with you. When we return, we've got your best audio of the day. This is the DA Show. Usually you can catch me weekday mornings right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hear the 12 DAs of Christmas as they happen.
Cyberbullying.
No, it's not cyber at all. We're doing it directly to your face.
But in front of computers.
So if the computers are an audience of the teasing, it's now cyberbullying.
Yeah. Doing it around technology. Oh, so stupid.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
An all-timer here on the DA Show. Thanks for being with us. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, sponsored by GEICO. GEICO has introduced the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Thanks for being with us. As always, a little reminder that you can listen to us over the course of the week as well. The DA Show is on 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific in the mornings, Monday through Friday, right here on CBS Sports Radio. So, as always, tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Just get your day started with us, and your smart speaker will play CBS Sports Radio if you ask it to. Just say please, and even if you don't say please, just play CBS Sports Radio. You should be able to get the network and the DA Show every single morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, right here. So coming up here on the show in about 40 minutes, David Lennon's going to join us from Newsday. David's going to help us put some perspective on the battle going on within baseball's world right now. Will we get a season this year? And if they come back, how much damage is already done? I think there's a lot of frustration out there for so many different reasons, obviously. Economic reasons across the country, the coronavirus itself, so safe and health and safety issues. Of course, now you also have the civil unrest we've seen over the last week, and there's a lot that is right now weighing on the minds of this country. If baseball decides not to come back because they can't figure out their dollars and cents, it is going to be catastrophic in my estimation for them. But even if they do come back, will people give them the benefit of the doubt after what we've heard? You know, we haven't heard that catfighting amongst basketball players and their owners, hockey players and owners, soccer on these shores that has happened internationally, but not here in the States for MLS. We haven't heard that with the NASCAR. We have not yet heard the battle over safety issues and scheduling issues, etc., around football. So I wonder if there's already been damage done, which in baseball's case, they can barely afford that much damage, let alone lose the entire season. So we'll talk to David Lennon about that coming up here at the top of the next hour. But first, let's bring you your best audio of the day. Here is Soundcheck.
Presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Well, Jaylen Brown is an excellent, excellent young player for the Boston Celtics, who could have been a dangerous team before the stoppage hit. If they do restart the NBA, who knows? Maybe the Celtics could also be once again dangerous in the Eastern Conference, and Brown's one of those reasons why. But Brown's also got a pretty amazing head on his shoulders in terms of social consciousness, and He was part of the peaceful protest in Atlanta this weekend. He is from outside Atlanta and drove 15 hours to be there. Here is Jaylen Brown.
Raising awareness. Some of the injustice that we've been seeing is not okay. And as a young person, you gotta listen to our perspective. Our voices need to be heard. I'm 23 years old. I don't know all the answers. But I feel how everybody else is feeling, for sure.
You know, I wonder about a call to arms, if you will, for a lot of these athletes. We've seen so many more athletes be outspoken already in the days, weeks, years leading up to this than they certainly were a generation ago. It certainly is, to a certain extent, a bit of a revisiting of the 60s and 70s when athletes were really socially outspoken. That went away in the 80s and 90s and 2000s, probably mostly because money exploded, and so they were protecting their piece of the pie. Also, perhaps because so many of the social issues that seem to dog our country today may have been pushed to the outside of the public consciousness as well over the course of those decades. But there's certainly been a return to the roots of guys like Muhammad Ali and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and so many others, Jim Brown, that back in the 60s and 70s really did have a lot of clout. Now, many people would say, well, those guys, they were better prepared for this. They were respected. But you know what? Back then, they caused a lot of enemies. I mean, so I think watching athletes with social media, an easier platform to speak out about or with, it's interesting to see who will jump into the fray. It feels like more athletes than ever are empowered to do so, which is usually a good thing. Here's Malcolm Brogdon of the Indiana Pacers, who speaks on having a grandfather who once upon a time marched with Martin Luther King Jr.
I got a grandfather that marched next to Dr. King in the 60s. And he was amazing. He would be proud to see us all here. We got to keep pushing forward. Jaylen, man, has led this charge, man. I'm proud of him. We need more leaders.
So that was Malcolm Brogdon talking about Jaylen Brown, who we just heard there as well. And finally, here's Seth Towns. He's got an interesting story. Seth enrolled in Harvard, played basketball at Harvard, and then transferred to Ohio State. Here is Seth Towns, who posted a social media video.
True voice is not found in words spoken, but in steps taken. These hurtful times call for us to come together and unite our voices, to be true and fearless in our expression of compassion, and take steps to create the change we seek, the change we need.
Some of the voices of the sports world over the last couple of days. That's your sound check. A couple other issues that we'll get to regarding the news intersecting with sports over the course of this show, including the NFL issuing a statement that many people thought felt kind of hollow, and a little bit more on the repercussions of all of this going on right now on the sports world. Your phone number is 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And Twitter, DA on CBS is the handle. When we come back here on the show, speaking of, we look at the baseball world, and baseball is kind of teetering right now on the brink of having a season, not having a season. Now, there's a set of owners that seem to want to get into the business of baseball. And on the surface, you might go, oh, they're not serious. They're just entertainment. They're just Hollywood. They shouldn't be in the middle of sports because they don't know sports. But I wonder if baseball thinks that J-Lo and A-Rod would be good for the game. We'll dissect that coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio, Damon Amendola.
Too much fun with audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Sanchez.
Sanchez.
Yo, Sanchez, start it up.
Man, it's not
Sanchez,
working.
Sanchez, we ready?
Nope.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ja Rule left without his hype man in a Milwaukee Bucks game. Come on, Sanchez, step it up. Ja Rule needs you. Damon Amendolara with you here on CBS Sports Radio. You can usually catch us weekday mornings. You can watch us as well on YouTube. The best of clips are always archived there from the show. Best rants, best moments, best interviews, and classic moments. You can check them out by simply finding the CBS Sports Radio YouTube channel and watching them all there. Our phone number is 855-212-4CBS. Again, that's 855-212-4227. Or you can get at me on Twitter, DA on CBS. My friend Ernie is in Tennessee today here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ern?
Long time, DA.
I know, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Just because you don't hear from me don't mean I don't listen, though, buddy. I can assure you that.
Well, I appreciate that, bud.
But what it is, I'm right out in front of the Bristol Motor Speedway. I've never seen this in my life. I was raised, born and raised here. We go from 160,000 people a few years ago to I can lay down on Volunteer Parkway in front of the racetrack today for 10 minutes and nobody would run over me.
What a bizarre feeling, huh?
I think there's probably 20 campers in the campground with the big screen TVs they're going to watch it on. Now, that's real dedication. But sometime before you leave this world, DA, you should put Bristol on your bucket list. But the night race in August or September.
Oh, I love it. I love it, Ernie. I appreciate the phone call, man, and I appreciate you saying what you said about always being there, even if you don't call in. No, I've been to a series of NASCAR events and I always have a really good time when I go. But, yeah, night race in Bristol would be amazing. And don't count me out of this world too early here, bud. I mean, before you leave this world, Ernie, hopefully I got a lot of time to get this thing in Bristol at night. But I'll tell you, you know, NASCAR has provided us as sports fans and other sports leagues a roadmap. And they've been back now for a couple of weeks. They've had multiple events on multiple levels of their series. They've had truck races. They've had Xfinity Series. They've had the Cup races. And it has largely gone off without any type of massive calamity or an outbreak or anything like that. And so it's working. And I think that even if you're not a NASCAR fan, the fact that NASCAR is back racing, and aside from no fans, by and large, running the circuit as normal is a really good sign. It's a really good sign. You know, NASCAR is not on everybody's priority list as sports fans, but you should be paying attention and you should take note that they're pulling it off. They're getting it done. This wasn't one event a month ago, another event this month. This wasn't they tried it, they had to stop it, they're restarting it, they're in a two-week delay, if you will. No, they started this a couple of weeks ago. They've had a racing on Sundays. They've had a racing on Wednesdays. They've come back and gotten multiple events in per week, per track. And it's, again, by and large, been a success. I mean, there's been awkward moments. There's been, you know, some interesting images, no fans of the stands, Denny Hamlin's COVID mask that had a print of his own face on it. You know, you've had some unique things. I mean, guys winning their first race or, you know, having a great moment, having nobody in the crowd to cheer for them when they step out of the car. You know, yeah, there's been some awkward moments, but by and large, this has been a raging success for the sports world to watch NASCAR come back, get it done, and continue to get it done. Now, not to jinx anything, hopefully they continue to get things done. You don't want to have a victory lap too soon, but for the moment, it's been a big win for NASCAR and a big win for the sports world. Phil is in Tulsa here on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Phil.
DA, can you beam me up?
You got it, buddy. Zap, zap, zap.
Hey, DA, I just wanted to kind of call in and kind of build off your cold opening there. So here in Tulsa, today is the 99th anniversary of the Tulsa race riots. It's considered one of the biggest, one of the biggest racial massacres in American history. And I just wanted to say that I don't know if it's sad or poignant or what the right word is. I guess sad is the right word for it, that despite all the progress that we think we've made in all in this world and everything over the past 99 years, we still people still feel a need to have these kind of riot like these riots, these scary events and things like that going on. It's just, you know, I don't know how else to explain it. It's just sad that we still have this racial divide.
Well, Phil, I sympathize with your sentiments and I share them as well, and I thank you for the phone call. 100 years ago in Tulsa, I would imagine many people would have expected we would have been farther along than this. We've made great progress, but it's come at quite a cost. And what we see today is there is still an enormous percentage of our population that feels like there are two totally different Americas, one for white people and one for everybody else. And I think it's important to look on the other side of the fence and listen and to hear why they think it's different, why we think it's different, why they think it's this, why we think it's that. I think it's really, really, really vital to realize that these protests are born out of generational frustrations and sadness and hopelessness. And that only happens because so little, unfortunately, has changed over such a long amount of time. Much has changed, but not enough significantly. And sometimes it feels like we roll back every single day, doesn't it? Sometimes it feels like 2020 isn't much better because we seemingly seem to go backwards when we should be going forwards. In the baseball world, the New York Mets are up for sale and would have had a buyer if the Wilpons got out of the way, but they could not do so, and so that deal fell through to a billionaire named Steve Cohen that wanted to pay $2.6 billion. Now, the going rate for the New York Mets is probably not going to be near that number after this, but apparently the Mets are still for sale, and apparently J-Lo and A-Rod want in. And I think this is an interesting sports question here. Would a partnership of A-Rod and J-Lo be good for baseball or bad for baseball? Here's what I mean. I grew up a New York Mets fan. I've talked about this on the show many a time. I came from a Brooklyn Dodgers household, an entire family that grew up and was raised in Brooklyn. And when the Dodgers left, National League family accepted and embraced the New York Mets. And I became part of that. So I've loved them for a very long time as well. And when I first hear the words J-Lo and A-Rod owning the Mets, I go, oh, God, really? The Mets have been such a clown show for such a long time anyway that feels like more of the clown show. That this is Hollywood, that this is shallow, that this is non-baseball people taking over. And is that really what is going to fix a team that obviously has lacked a lot of success over the years in the massive market that is New York? Is that really a fix? Is that really a solution? I think the instinct is, oh yeah, right, okay, J-Lo and A-Rod, of all the people that are going to be owning the New York Mets, are going to turn around the saga, the soap opera, the hysteria that has been the carnival New York Mets. I don't see it. And yet, I wonder, you know, there was a report that the ownership group, and I don't think it would be just J-Lo and A-Rod. I would imagine it's a little bit like Magic Johnson partially owning the Dodgers. I don't think it's as little as Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter really doesn't own much of the Marlins at all. He's just kind of the face of it for other investors. Magic actually owns a share of the Dodgers. I don't think it would be as much as 100% or 95% like Michael Jordan owned the Charlotte Hornets. I think it would probably be somewhere in between, where they own a chunk of it, but they don't own 95%, but they don't own 2%. And I think because of that, you know, they would be the celebrity faces, but not necessarily be the ones pulling the trigger on all decisions. And One of the reports is that they would like to make the area around City Field a Wrigleyville-esque area where there's bars and restaurants and shopping, and that they would be connected with Robert Kraft and the Kraft family, who has done that around Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. If you've been to Foxborough, you know that there is kind of an outdoor shopping district built around the football stadium with bars and restaurants and shopping, etc., that is open year-round. And the area around City Field has been chop shops forever, industrial zoned forever. And it has been a war for the city for a long time. And if you could get that part done, all these other funds come through and help build up an organization that could use the cash, let's face it, after the Wilpons lost so much money with the Madoff scandal. So I'm wondering if A-Rod and J-Lo, as we watch baseball kind of flunk its way through this test of getting back on the field and having some national cachet and having some hipness to it and coolness factor to it and having kids care about it, if actually J-Lo and A-Rod might be the perfect people to own it. I think you don't want them in charge of signings and payrolls and every little decision. It would be good. I don't know if I trust Alex Rodriguez with a lot of decisions, to be quite frank. I'm guessing I trust J-Lo with a lot more of them than A-Rod. A-Rod has kind of failed the test a number of times of making good decisions. But he's the baseball player. And Alex Rodriguez also has been a very good analyst and at times shows a real thinking man's grasp of baseball on a larger scale. And for baseball, I think having somebody attached to the coolness of A-Rod and J-Lo might really actually be a good thing, especially if they could get things done like developing the area around City Field that other people, that other owners may not be able to do. So on the one hand, I go, oh God, that's the solution for the Mets. On the other hand, I go, nah, you know what? Maybe that is the solution for the Mets. Look, it couldn't be worse than the Wilpons, I would assume. But at the same time, there's part of giving J-Lo a Hollywood type and A-Rod a, at times, you know, clumsy buffoon type, a liar type, a fraud type, the reins to an MLB franchise. But, you know, J-Lo has a empire. She has built an empire and she's not going to anytime soon. So she has proven to be an incredible businesswoman. If she can align some of those values and decisions with running a baseball team, and Alex Rodriguez can use some of his baseball connections to do some of the work behind the scenes as well that needs to be done within the organization, you know, maybe that actually is the perfect fit. I don't know if I would ever feel completely comfortable calling J-Lo and A-Rod a perfect solution, but I actually think they're better than when your first instinct is to brush them off. Mraz, what do you think? J-Lo, A-Rod, a good solution for baseball for them to be around the league or a sideshow?
I think a perfect solution for baseball. First of all, you're talking about a sideshow. Baseball needs a little glitz and glamour. And look, Derek Jeter in Miami, that's kind of like who pays attention to the Marlins anyway. Also, Jeter's more of just a New York celebrity, and he kind of just fades back. Also, Jordan owning the Charlotte Hornets, maybe that's a big deal down in Charlotte, but is that really a big deal nationally? The NBA has so many stars anyway. Baseball's a star problem, and A-Rod, like him or hate him, was a real star, and you have a organization that is constantly the butt of a joke in a premier market for Major League Baseball. If you throw an A-Rod and J-Lo power couple into those luxury boxes on a Sunday, A-Rod, I feel like somebody who will never keep his mouth shut. He will be much like a Mark Cuban, where he's ready and able to talk at any turn. I think that's the kind of thing the Mets need and ultimately baseball needs with one of its big market teams to stop acting like a small market team. And if their name and face is to everything, suddenly the Mets become an attraction, I think, for fans, for television, and for everything. I think it's a perfect solution for Major League Baseball, for a franchise, frankly, in a big market that seems rather dead on a national level.
Now, A-Rod has put his foot in his mouth many times.
Sure has.
So would baseball want to trust him with an open mic and ownership of one of their 30 teams?
Well, first of all, they trust him enough that he is on the premier Sunday night package announcing team and then could do Fox on their playoff, you know, panel. So if Major League Baseball must trust him with an open mic enough that he's on every asset and every channel they have that involves Major League Baseball. Now, if he says something stupid, I don't know how stupid it could be. I don't think it'll be anything real hurtful. But again, if he says something, it's going to bring more attention to Major League Baseball. Something, by the way, they need in a manner that isn't CBA talks and arguing long run.
Do kids, though, care about J-Lo and A-Rod? I mean, if we're talking about a younger generation, Alex Rodriguez. But, I mean, J-Lo is also 50 years old. Is there a younger generation that goes, wow, J-Lo's involved in baseball, I got to be there? I mean, maybe if it was Kendall Jenner. I don't know if there's a bunch of 12-year-olds that go, well, J-Lo's into baseball, so I should be.
Look, all I know is this. When J-Lo pops up performing at the VMAs and there's A-Rod like an idiot filming with his white suit on, the talk on Twitter from anybody between the ages of 13 and 50 is, wow, look at J-Lo. Now, in 8 years, if J-Lo starts to hit her downward curve, maybe not. But J-Lo from more of a, you know, her music still resonates. Her movies still resonate. She looks amazing. J-Lo hits with the younger crowd still. A-Rod may necessarily not, but J-Lo absolutely still hits.
So you're following a lot of 13-year-olds on your Twitter feed?
No.
Where are you getting these takes from, this scale of takes?
I shouldn't say I follow them on Twitter, but like I have a lot of family with young cousins and everything, and J-Lo is still somebody they foam at the mouth and talk about. Did you see the J-Lo performance? Did you see what J-Lo was like? People talk about J-Lo in all ages still. She is somebody that resonates. She's a megastar.
People talk about J-Lo.
They do. They love
J-Lo. They're talking J-Lo.
They love a J-Lo. They look at J-Lo and go, how old is she? Kids think that. It's unbelievable.
Kids think that? Kids think, how old is J-Lo?
I don't think a six-year-old thinks that, but a teenager will go, wait, J-Lo's 50? Like, I mean, look, it is what it is. People love a good J-Lo. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but you know what they love about J-Lo. There's for sure about that.
J-Lo and A-Rod seem to be back in the Mets sweepstakes, and I'm wondering if maybe it's a really good solution for them. So we're taking your phone call. A great solution for them.
Great solution.
Great solution. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. And on Twitter as well, you can follow me and tweet at me, DA on CBS. Baseball has a battle on its hands. Will we get a breakthrough this week? Joining us is longtime MLB columnist David Lennon from Newsday coming up here next. DA, Damon Amendola here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.